Hello, I'm Dr. Maury Markman from Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Philadelphia, and I wanted to briefly discuss a most provocative commentary that was written by Dr. Sarah Nelson, who is a researcher and a PhD student at the University of Washington in Seattle, about the topic of providing genomic information for research studies. The commentary was written in the November 3rd, 2016 issue of Nature, titled "Geneticists Should Offer Data to Participants." Dr. Nelson pointed out, and although this is her own area of expertise, that when one provides data about your own genomic material to researchers, these researchers have access to look at that very basic information that's yours. And yet, if you were to ask, and she used an example, she actually participated in a research study and asked to look at her own data, and she was told no. So you provide the data, whether you're a patient or just an individual who has agreed to participate in a research project, and you ask the question, can I see my own data, have a summary of my own data, germline data, what has been found? And if the answer is no, which increasingly appears to be the case, or does appear to be the case, then one must ask the question, why should citizens agree to participate in these very large and very important studies when, in fact, if they were to provide data to a commercial venture, they would be provided this information? We want and we need such data to help inform multiple incredibly important questions related to illness and health, to encourage citizens everywhere to participate. We must, as a research community, become more open to sharing data with the individuals who are providing it to us. To engage the public, a different kind of conversation, as pointed out by Dr. Nelson, must occur, where individuals providing data are not simply a source of material, but also become true participants in the research project. Hopefully, this commentary by Dr. Nelson will be a wake-up call to researchers in this area, in the United States and around the world. And I would encourage you to read this most provocative, insightful, and important commentary. I thank you for your attention.